And leaders around the world are reacting to Israel's recent strikes in Qatar against the leaders of the Hamas terrorist group. Meanwhile, Israeli forces struck more targets in Yemen belonging to Houthi terrorists. NTD's Jason Perry has the update.
On Wednesday, security vehicles in Qatar were at the scene of an Israeli airstrike in Doha that happened just the day before. Israel said they struck leaders of the Hamas terrorist organization in a building where they were living in Qatar's capital. The president of the United Arab Emirates visited Qatar's emir on Wednesday in what appeared to be a show of support for the neighboring country. Israel strikes in Qatar received international criticism, including from Saudi Arabia.
We reject and condemn the Israeli authorities' aggressions in the region. We stand fully with the state of Qatar and whatever measures it takes, without limit, and we will dedicate all our capabilities to this cause.
In a post on X, Qatar said they were going to take all legal measures possible in response to the Israeli strikes. Qatar, which has served as a mediator between Israel and the Iran-backed Hamas terrorist group, was also the site of a foreign attack when Iran targeted a U.S. military base in Qatar in July. However, Qatar's prime minister said the Israeli strikes won't deter them and they will continue to mediate. President Trump also shared his thoughts on Israel's strikes in Qatar.
I'm not thrilled about the whole situation. It's not a good situation. But I will say this, we want the hostages back, but we are not thrilled about the way that went down.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday had these words for Qatar.
I say to Qatar and all nations who harbor terrorists, you either expel them or you bring them to justice, because if you don't, we will.